This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Authorities in California say the number of people missing from a devastating fire north of San Francisco has doubled to more than 600. At least 63 people have died in the so-called Camp Fire, which destroyed the town of Paradise. Nearly 12,000 structures, including 9,700 homes, were burned to ashes. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honia says that the large number of missing people likely includes those who fled the fire and don't realize they have been reported missing. Honia said that a list of the missing was publicized so people can see if they are on it and inform authorities that they survived. Meanwhile, the Woolsey Fire, which is linked to three fatalities and has destroyed at least 500 structures near Malibu, is contained about 57%. A U.S. government judge has ordered the White House to restore CNN reporter Jim Acosta's credentials, which it had suspended after a testy exchange during a news conference with President Donald Trump. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Kelly criticized the U.S. government's action, commenting that CNN is likely to prevail in demonstrating the reporter was denied due process in the credential revocation process. Outside the courtroom, Acosta thanked those who had supported him.
Everybody, thanks for coming. I just want to say something very briefly, and that is I want to thank all of my colleagues in the press who supported us this week, and I want to thank the judge for the decision he made today, and let's go back to work.
CNN attorney Ted Boutros declared that Kelly's decision marks a great day for the First Amendment and for journalism. President Trump commented on the ruling, saying that he believes in freedom of the press, but you have to act with respect when you're at the White House. This is VOA News.